The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I really need to spend just a couple more minutes on what we were talking about before the break, because I am fully aware that there are some of you that are really upset with me, and you're saying, "What's the matter with you, Bob? The election was stolen. It was all fraudulent. What is wrong with you? You've given up." No. I haven't given up on anything. But let me repeat. If we are truly conservatives, and especially if we are followers of Christ, we search for truth. If the truth is what we want and what we like, so be it. If the truth is not what we want and not what we like, so be it. Our goal is not to search for what we want and results that we want. We should be characterized by objectivity and a genuine desire just to know the truth. Let me repeat. Was there fraud in this election? Yes. I don't think there is any doubt about that. This whole move for absentee ballots and mail-in ballots is a recipe for widespread fraud. Was there enough fraud to change several million votes to switch the election to Donald Trump? I haven't seen the proof. Is it possible? Yes, it's possible. Is the liberal left capable of such fraud and deceit and deception? Absolutely. But I want to see proof. I was listening to a nationally syndicated talk show host a few days ago. And that talk show host was taking basically the same position that I was. I want to see proof. Nothing would make me happier than to see real proof that Donald Trump actually won the election. Nothing would make me happier. But anyway, the talk show host was taking kind of the same position that I'm trying to take. And a caller called in, was yelling and screaming, and the talk show host said, "Okay, what is your proof? What is your evidence?" And the caller kept repeating over and over and over again, "You know there's proof. You know there's evidence. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Everybody knows that there is so much proof. There is overwhelming proof. It's just unbelievably overwhelming proof." And the talk show host kept saying, "Okay, what is it?" "Well, everybody knows. And there is proof." And okay, but what is it? Caller could provide nothing. But they had absolutely, positively made up their mind that there was overwhelming evidence, and they could not cite any. Let me give you one little illustration, okay? Georgia. And of course, Georgia is right the center of attention because of the runoff election for the Senate. Unbelievably important. There have been three recounts in the state of Georgia. Three. None of them have changed the results, the overall results of the election. And what's most important, in some of the most contested counties where People are saying the Dominion voting machines were pre-programmed. There was an algorithm thrown in. There was a program to shift votes from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. That is the major accusation in this whole thing. And if that's true, then it was an incredible fraud. But anyway, in several counties where that accusation has been made, the Dominion systems were programmed and so forth, and therefore the results were completely unreliable and so forth. And I believe at least three of those counties, a signature audit has been done of the actual paper ballots. Now hang with me. A signature audit. In other words, every single ballot that was cast was examined by auditors, number one, to check that the signature was correct, and number two, was checked to see if the vote was attributed in the correct way. Presidential, Donald Trump, Joe Biden. There was almost no disparity between what was reported and what was counted in a hand signature audit of the vote. What am I saying? If the Dominion machines had been programmed to be fraudulent, it would have been glaringly discovered in a hand signature recount audit. That makes sense? And it wasn't there. All of the rumors about Venezuela and Dominion machines, not true. All of the rumors that the Dominion machines were controlled by AT&T in Nashville and that's why they blew the place up, not true. In fact, almost all of the rumors about the Dominion machines have been proven to be false. So, you know, whether it's the bombing in Nashville, you know, I mean, it takes me back to 9/11 and all the conspiracy theories that ran around after 9/11 and how many good people bought into those totally bogus conspiracy theories about 9/11. Folks, are there conspiracies? Yes. But be careful. Be cautious. Be characterized as a genuine seeker of the truth. And I realize I may have taken too much time on this today, but it's just so extremely important that we not be driven by our emotions and our feelings. You know, in the spiritual life, that's one of the most important lessons you will ever learn. Your feelings will lie to you. That's why we have to trust the truth of the Word of God. We are constantly faced with circumstances that seem to contradict the promises of the Word of God. And you have a choice. Believe the promises of God or respond to the immediate circumstances around you. The Bible is filled with illustrations of individuals who were faced with circumstances that looked absolutely impossible, and yet God had said this. And those individuals had to make a choice. Believe the circumstances or believe the promises of God. That's in the spiritual realm. But in the physical and even the political realm, what we want and how we feel is not nearly as important as a genuine seeking, searching for truth. That's how we should be characterized. End of that little rant. We've got a lot of other things to talk about when we come back. You're listening to Bob Burney Live in Columbus, Ohio, and in Tampa, Florida. Hang with me. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Before we move on to other topics, I've got Randy in Plain City, Ohio on the line. Randy, thank you for calling. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Randy. How are you today?
Good.
Good.
This is crazy, embarrassing almost, but I've been listening to you for probably 20 years. First time I've ever called in. I listen to you about every day.
Is that right? Well, what pushed you over the edge?
You.
Well, first, thank you.
I agree with you.
Hey, thank you for being a faithful listener. I appreciate that. 20 years. Wow.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I haven't called in sooner. Yeah, back when you were on the threshing floor, that might have even been longer than 20 years.
I don't know. That was longer than 20 years ago. That's when I was on Saturdays, because I've been on daily for, in January, it'll be 21 years. Next week, it'll be 21 years I've been on daily.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate, you know, what you do and your stand on things. And like I said, I agree with you on most topics. This one I'm having a hard time with.
Okay.
Seeing where you're coming from, because you're admitting that there was widespread fraud.
Yes.
But not enough to change the election.
That's what I don't know. And by the way, I think all of the fraud should be investigated and, wherever necessary, prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Well, I've heard a couple. These aren't original to me, but I've heard a couple of things that seem to be able to kind of make a comparison. But you take a football game. You know, we've seen cheating, the Patriots caught with microphones and whatever. But say a team wins by 3 touchdowns, and you see them cheating when one happened. One of those touchdowns was obvious cheating took place, that they wouldn't still win the game because they couldn't prove cheating in the other 2 touchdowns.
I mean, right.
That's one example. It's just, you know, the basics of, and even, you know, cheating on a test. This was another example given. All the students kicked their teacher out of the classroom in a coordinated effort, and bang, they all got an A on the test.
Right.
You know, they took the test while she was gone. There's no proof. She can't prove it. But I think there is proof. If you look at, they're acting like criminals. Why are they hiding so much? We were able to get a hold of the voting machines in Antrim County. They found a 68% rejection rate, which allows someone to sit in front of that computer and adjudicate which way they think the ballot should be. And those were used in numerous counties. So we were able, you know, that one, I think where they screwed up was that little Republican county, it always went Republican. And they messed with the wrong county there because it was a red flag.
Okay. Let me ask you this question, Randy.
Sure.
I understand your illustration about the football game and the classroom, mm-hmm. and I've heard those as well. If we know there is fraud, but we do not know whether there was enough fraud to change the results of the election, what would you suggest we do?
Well, I think...
What's the answer?
I, well, I, I think it's just, I you know, it's a good question, Bob. I don't know. I think what is happening right now, they're saying it's been thrown out of the courts, thrown out of the courts. They're not letting them even exhibit the evidence. I mean, I don't know if you've listened to any of the hearings that were done. You know, the Trump team went to the various states, Pennsylvania being one, Georgia, Arizona, and they gave the evidence, hundreds of affidavits, people that weren't allowed to observe. I mean, how many did they cheat? We don't know because they weren't allowed to observe. And to me, that should be, a judge should throw out that state's electoral votes. If there was a coordinated effort, I'm not talking about one person, you know, being a jerk. It sounded like there were numerous people, a coordinated effort in these cities to keep Republican poll watchers from being able to observe ballots with COVID as an excuse. So can we prove, I mean, even I've heard enough of,
Yeah, so see, I know, and it's very, very complicated. And I think that we can find, if you look at thousands and thousands of districts around the United States, multiple thousands of polling stations, we can find irregularities here, we can find irregularities here, maybe dozens of places, maybe even hundreds of places. But
You have hundreds of people, though, Bob. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, the most damning is the programming of the Dominion voting machines. From everything I've seen and everything I've read, and Randy, you've been listening long enough. I don't claim to be an expert on anything, and I'm not. And I'm not trying to be cutesy when I say that. I really mean that. I'm not an expert. But the only thing that I have seen or read that could be powerful enough to change the outcome of the election is the accusation that the algorithm in the Dominion voting machines was slanted to slant so many percentage of the points toward Biden away from Trump and so forth. That is the most important, and that's the one I have seen no evidence whatsoever for, and that's why... You know,
the statistical improbabilities, though, of the ballot dumps where there's 140,000 coming in. I mean,
well, but hey, I'm old enough. I've seen that. That happens every election. Every election, there are ballot dumps and at late at night and so forth. That's not unusual. People are acting like that was unusual in this election. I remember that from elections past. That's not that unusual. It really isn't. And of course,
I don't know. I'm asking, but where they go 90% for one candidate is 10% for another.
It does happen. Yes. How often? Yeah. I don't know, but I have seen that. Of course, maybe I've been around longer than you have. Hey, Randy, let's pray that God does what he wants to do in this election. Ultimately, thank you for your call. I mean it. Thank you for all those years of listening, and thank you for your sweet spirit in discussing differences. That's the way we ought to talk about it. Thank you. We'll be back.